Good afternoon, and thank you for joining me for yet another podcast. So those of you who know me in IRL know that I am super duper obsessed with health and fitness and wellness and all that good stuff. So what I wanted to do is talk about how math comes into play during exercise. So I teach two group fitness classes currently. One of them is called Pound. It's a fitness drumstick class where we literally hit the ground with something called pound sticks. So we're on that beat. We are moving to the rhythm. We're listening. I'm counting. And it's a really, really fun cardio jam session. And that in itself utilizes math. So when you're learning how to teach pound, there's two ways you can teach it. You can learn it through watching videos and kind of emulating the master pound, pound pro, or you can learn it on paper, which is how a lot of musicians kind of get their start into pound. Because pound quite literally uses music notes to indicate when and where to pound or when and where to hit the floor. That requires a great deal of counting and keeping track of numbers and counts and beats and all that stuff, all that musical stuff that I don't really know too much about. My other fitness class that I just started teaching as of yesterday is a women's weightlifting class. This was really exciting for me because this was something probably I've always wanted to do is teach a weightlifting class. I really enjoy resistance training and, you know, just being strong and having a big presence in the gym. I think that's awesome, especially as a female. But when I was explaining yesterday how to squat to my participant, it became evident that we use math all the time in weightlifting. So let's flash back to when we first started learning X and Y coordinates. So we have the Y axis, that's our vertical axis or our height. So that's up and down. And we have the X axis, which is horizontal, side to side. These are planes in space. Now this is a two-dimensional plane when it's X versus Y. We can add a third dimension, which is the Z plane. It's coming out at ya. And this is the plane that gives rise to 3D space. We're not going to go too into depth because that requires calculus 3 and we're going to chill out. So let's think about squatting. Now imagine yourself in your gym, or if you don't go to the gym, imagine yourself in your fitness realm or in the shower, wherever you do your squats. Imagine getting down and beginning, you know, sitting that butt back. Your legs are about shoulder width apart, if not a little bit wider. Your toes are slightly pointed out. We have a slight bend in our knees. Our hands are out. We're ready. We're athletic. We're sitting back. And all of a sudden, when we're in a full squat, notice in the mirror or in your head, wherever you're doing your squats, our foot, knee, and hip are at a 90-degree angle. Or that's at least how it should look. If you're not able to get that low, that's fine. Side tip, whenever you're weightlifting, whenever you're squatting, don't let your knees extend past your toes. That's where injuries happen, and I don't like injuries. But anyway, side note, I digress. So we're in our nice athletic stance, and we see our 90-degree angle. And here's another place where math is used. So 90-degree angle, that's like a corner. But another interesting phenomena is we're often told by many weightlifters, get parallel with the floor, parallel, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's great. I know what parallel lines are, but what do you mean get parallel with the floor? So imagine yourself back in that squat, and getting parallel with the floor means, imagine two parallel lines, right? So parallel lines are lines that never intersect. And they're just lines that never intersect. They're one on top of each other. And being parallel with the floor means that your thigh is parallel with the floor. So I thought that was interesting to think about how geometry plays into our weightlifting or everyday life. And I don't know if you could tell, but squatting is like quite literally my favorite exercise of all time. You know, catch me on a different day, it's going to be deadlifting. It'll never be bench press. I'll tell you that right here, right now. But, you know, I fluctuate between, you know, deadlifting and squatting. Okay, that's enough about me and my life. So next time you're in the gym, think about all the fun, cool ways that you're using geometry in your lifts. And I promise that'll be a time when you're going to use this. Thank you again for joining me. Kind of a short podcast. If you know me in real life, please pick my brain about some more geometry that we can see in the gym or outside of the gym. I love, love, love it. If you want to know more about weightlifting, totally hit me up. But until then, I hope you guys have a great evening, and thank you so much for joining me.